Okay, hi, my name's Alex Donaldson and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 2nd of October 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
My name is Bryce Cook and I'm 71 and from Stockport.
And how are you doing?
I'm okay today, yeah, all right. I'm glad it's arrived at last. Yeah, so it should be good.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
Well, you follow what's going on, don't you? Media mainly. You know, you sort of have a half an eye to what's going on exhibition-wise and so on, various things. I suppose, having been to, I knew of Anthony Gorman's work before, of course, but I think what's interested me more was his Another Place at Crosby in Liverpool, which I think it was good. I like, I can't really define it, but I like art that is in your face, you know, which is good. So you'd have to go into a gallery and whisper and hush and see what it's all about. I think it's hidden away too much.
So what made you want to get involved in this particular project?
My background is that I was an art teacher, so I have some involvement in that. And particularly sculpture is the thing that I specialised in, if that's some, I don't think specialised is the right word, but interested me mainly. And I have actually, when I was at college, there was a guy who was involved with a group called Rochdale Sculptors Group, and they had an outdoor exhibition in Rochdale in front of the town hall, and they invited me to take part in that, and that was my first sort of confrontation with the public with my pieces of art, and it was absolutely brilliant. You know, I really loved it. It was marvellous. I don't know how long it lasted. It was a fortnight, but you had to obviously act as your own security as well. You had to sleep in tents with them in case some idiot decided they wanted to vandalise it, but it was excellent. And ever since then I've wanted to try and do things where a bit different. So when I was teaching, I actually managed to persuade the local art gallery in Stockport to let me exhibit in the local park outside. So I looked after them in a tent overnight for a weekend. That sort of thing. So it always interested me, this outdoor kind of stuff, you know.
How would you describe your style?
No, I've never been asked that question. My style? Experimental, I think, would be a good word to use. Yeah. Yeah.
What medium do you use?
Whatever's available. When I was at college, I used welded metal. I found a welder under a bench and no one was using it, so I thought, oh, I'll have a go at that. So I started doing that, actually. But it's a bit inconvenient because it's heavy and difficult to mess about with. But if you want to work big, and I liked working big, space is a limitation. And I think in some ways, one of the things that attracted me to the plinth, although this is incredibly restrictive, you've got an hour to put the thing up and take it down. It's wind and rain and all the rest of it. It's difficult, but I like working big. Yeah, and I also it could be very arty about this, and like my pieces to make a social comment and all this. But I like them to say something, speak to people. And I think I've said on the profile that if they produce a reaction, then good. The reaction's, oh, isn't that marvellous? I feel quite pleased. But if it's, oh, that's a piece of crap, that's just as valid, I think, you know. And then you can discuss it.
So, you used to be an art teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still carrying on with your art?
I've gone into painting because some people at work have asked me to do some paintings for them. So, in recent years, I've done some painting. Also, established a mini gallery at work, but that doesn't get used very much at all. It's trying to encourage other people to show their work, so it's very intermittent, but yeah. And space is difficult, you know, when you've got a wall in a corridor, it's not a gallery, is it?
Could you talk a little bit about your ideas on this project so far? Have you been following it since the beginning?
Yes, I have. I endorse it. I think it's fantastic idea. I mean, the idea that it's democratic, that idiots like me have a chance to have an hour to show something. So that's why I entered the draw, because it was too good to miss, really. And I was really, like most people should be, chuffed to get a space, you know. So this is really a challenge to see if what I'm going to do will actually work, you know. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But at least I have tried it, and that's what it's about.
Could you talk a little bit about what you're planning on doing?
Yes, it's. I think the word would be installation. It's a 2 foot square base on which there are six poles, and on top of the poles there are arrows that are stuck onto pieces of cardboard. So the arrows are pointing in all sorts of directions. And I think what I'm trying to say is that as a society we don't know where we're going. And the idea came to me, I thought, well, if you had an open space in a gallery, say, and made several of these, they'd look quite interesting, because you could walk between them. And you might even develop it where you could actually write destinations on them. Because these are blank with nothing on them. My original idea was to put titles of Beatles or extracts from Beatles songs like Nowhere Man and Here, There and Everywhere pointing. But I thought that was a bit too corny. So I think they look better, blank, more intriguing.
Is that something that you'd actually like to follow up?
Yeah, I would actually. If a gallery is happy to offer me some space, I'll make a few more and we can put them out and see how it works, you know. I like multiple things. That's another thing, I like multiple things. Is that the right way of saying it? I mean, you know, that's why I think I like another place at Crosby. You know, the idea of these 100-odd figures for 3 kilometres is intrigues me. So just a picture on a wall, which is fixed and you can't interact with it, you can't walk around it or touch it or anything. I'm a great believer in getting people involved. It's a pity the plinth is so high up that they can't. But no, that's the nature of it, and it's good, you know. Whether anything will come of this is another matter. I don't know.
So what are you planning on doing with your hour?
Well, what I'll try and do, I don't know whether it'll work because you'll get the feel of it up there, but I thought in rather tongue-in-cheek I would explain what I was doing. Imagine it's a do-it-yourself television programme, and this morning I'm going to make an installation. You know, that not quite as childish as that, but just say this is what I'm doing and this is why I'm doing it, and then I'm putting it together. Muse on the nature of public art and what people think about it. Honestly, have this great hatred of people saying, what's it meant to be? You know, you should always ask, what is it about? Tell me about it. That's the question. And if I want to tell them, I will do. If I don't, I'll say, no, I'm not going to tell you. But I think there should be humour in it as well. I think there should be an element. I don't think we take ourselves too seriously as artists. I mean, this thing, I think, is vaguely witty, but puzzling as well. I don't know.
Do you think it is important to make contemporary art more accessible to everyone?
Yes. I have a thing at the moment, I don't know where I'm supposed to say it, but I have and I spoke to him at the gallery in Stockport about this. It was several years ago when I had this exhibition of mine in at one of the parks. I said, wouldn't it be great if we could encourage sculptors, local sculptors, within the greater Manchester area to submit pieces and have like we did in Rochdale, have a fortnight of sculpture in a park that people could come and walk around and really make an annual event of this. But it never happens because money and interest and enthusiasm, you know, it doesn't happen. And that's how you make it accessible, isn't it? By just shoving a few pounds into the pot and saying, here you are. Or even, at the very simplest, yes, you can have this space for a weekend. You know, do with what you can. I mean, the plinth gave me a brilliant idea, because that's a public space in a sense. Local authorities could sort of provide a space for three-dimensional work, couldn't they? You know, a space. So anybody could go, well, it'd have to be vetted, clearly, because some of it might be offensive, but, you know, you could have that space available. I mean, they've put money into sports halls and all this business, but where's the art funding? You know, where's the art centres where you can go and weld metal and paint moulds and do all this kind of stuff? We haven't got them. It's crazy.
So what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your time on the Plinth?
I would like someone who's actually seen it to say, hey, that was all right, that, you know, let's not get too carried away, but they say, yeah, that's all right, it was interesting. And it'd be interesting, but whether it would be more than that, I can't say. I just responded because I like the challenge of actually being able to put something up there in an hour in a confined space, happily today, to the seat this morning. The weather's kind, but I was prepared for rain and wind and all the rest of it. So you have to think about this. It's not just, if you're sticking it, building something in an enclosed space, like in a gallery, it doesn't matter because all your tools and stuff are to hand. Whereas here, you've got to take everything up there with you. And it's a real challenge, can you? So that's why I jokingly called it the world's first flat pack installation. And they are available for sale, anybody?
Plug.
No, but, I don't know. It's a something you talk about forever, really, isn't it? It just, I think. Is that? Sorry.
Do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you?
That's a good question. I think, as a personal thing, at least I'll have satisfied myself that I've done it and been able to do it, and as far as I was concerned, it looked all right. I'm not going to say it would be perfect by any means because of the restrictions of time and space. But that was what it will have done for me. Well, what it will have done for the viewers, because that's the main audience, isn't it? Because there's going to be no one down there this morning at this time, but people on the website. I mean, I have been intrigued watching the contributions on there. Some of them have been outstanding, amazing. Guy with the images on that Duplo that he put together, and the shape of the man was excellent. And there's a fella very early on his ghost bike with his banners flying. It was obviously a protest, but as art, I thought that was brilliant. Absolutely, you know, it's so memorable, you know. So yeah, it's good. There's other things as well I've seen which I can't just call to mind, but it's a good opportunity for people to just think about things. Yeah.
So what, apart from art, what are your main interests?
Photography, which is aligned to art, obviously, like photography. Yeah, faffing about, I think, would be a. I like languages. I like travel. These are a bit cliche, these, aren't they? But we've got friends in France and Spain and things, so it's quite nice. Broadening my horizons. At my ripe old age, you see.
Have you brought anybody with you in particular today?
Yes, my wife has come, and my daughter, who coincidentally happens to be in London today, so she'll be turning up. She lives in Northern Ireland, but she's doing something in London this week, so she said she'd nip along and see me. But I know some of my colleagues at work will be tuning in on the internet to see what goes on.
So where are you working at the moment?
I'm working in Stockport.
And what do you do?
I sit in front of a computer all day long, bored out of my head. It's insurance, really. I'm just shifting work around so people can work it. Yeah. But it's all right. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, not at all.